looking for today?
Today.
I also want to say thank you for being committed to God for that first year.
Actually, 10 years ago, I gave up MSF. I made a mistake that the company is not going to continue MSF. I will not spend time with MSF. I'm sorry for this 10 years ago, but about 2 years ago, my friend, my colleague, invited me to MSF users meeting in Tokyo, and I was very impressed MSF was still alive, and I feel I was very much responsible for the future. So in talking the future, in creating the future, we have to be back to historia. So let me start off by saying how this computer was built 20 years ago. How this computer was evolved for last 20 years. Then I would like to share my progress as a computer engineer. I didn't finish college. I dropped out. Like Bill Gates. I only went 1 year, and after starting ASCII, after being president, after retiring from president, I went back to school and finished my degree. I have now a PhD. About 2 years ago, when I had a chance to see Bill Gates telling about I got the PhD, he asked me the question, how much was it? He felt everything you can buy by money. So I said, no, you cannot buy the doctor's degree by money. I have to spend long hours. Actually, relating to the MSF, I have 55 patents on VDPs, which I share with Yamaha. Anyway, the history of MSF has been history of myself as a computer engineer. I am very happy to come back to MSF and start thinking for the future about 2 years ago, and I am presenting my vision for the future of MSF fast in the world today. Let me start. This was back in 1981. I was a member of the team of the designer for IBM PC. IBM came to Microsoft. I was the vice president of new technology at Microsoft. And it was us who proposed to IBM, you need to design a computer. The original IBM computer was Z80. Can you believe? It was so crummy, Z80. At the 81. Actually, we chose Z80 also for MSF in 1983, but IBM machine was originally Z80, and we asked them to switch to 8088. And IBM had no OS. They came to Microsoft just only buying basic interpreter. I said to IBM, you need operating system. That was the beginning of MS-DOS. Anyway, 1981, this IBM project was finished. Then I designed another computer called RadioShack Modern 100, or the machine called Olivetti M10 and M20, the portable machine. So I designed office computer, portable computer. So what's next? And I felt home computer is very important. So we started designing the home computer. This was back in 1982, 18 years ago. And at that time, Microsoft had a slogan, personal computers on every desktop, every home. Actually, there was one more. Personal computers on every desktop, every home, and every pocket. this they fail after I left the company. So they are not really saying a personal computer on every pocket. But this slogan was the slogan I wrote. That's the reason why I remember it. Anyway. And these are the connections, digressions of what we have thought. Well, we need a hardware that has software. We need different kinds of hardware to run one software. Long time ago, in the early days of computer, say IBM has IBM computer, IBM software. Univac has Univac software, hardware, Univac software. Every hardware company having every different software. We felt it is crazy. So we felt that videotape, different company, VHS, make VHS, one VHS logo tape can play everywhere. The name MSX comes from VHS. VHS having three letters, video, home, system, or big style, Hollywood system, whatever. So we feel like three letters is good for compatible computers. So we started that. And we felt that we need to have better graphics. So at that time, computer graphics was very poor. 1982, the machine we had then was like an IBM personal computer with CGA and IBM PC. 83 CGA? No, CGA, the EGA is 83 and CGA and MCGA is 81. Anyway, we need the America. And Apple II is very poor in quality for the color graphics. So we feel like what we can do. All the semiconductor companies have no chip which is good to meet our spec. So our decision was, let's make a chip. We didn't have the skills of designing chip. We had only PC. We had software idea. We had idea for the graphic, but no skill of chip. So the first we went to the company called Yamaha, which is a music company, the organ, the synthesizer, and because the company having this semiconductor technology for sound, we have convinced your company's future also not just the sound but video. So let's work together for very long bells. Anyway. Well, this will probably celebrate the future of So we convinced Yamaha that let's do the video. So the video and audio we start developing. And also we felt like computer was very expensive at that time. Computer still expensive today. So we feel like we have to go for low price. And in order to make low price, we once had a chance to talk to the engineers of both Sony and Matsushita, and they suggested to me number of components is really the factor to decide the price. So smaller number of components, lower cost. Smaller number of semiconductor, lower cost. So we decided we have to make everything in one chip, super integration. These were the original design goals we saw in our mind. So, MSX always asks, people ask always, what does MSX stand for? Some people say Microsoft, exchangeable. Matsushita, Sony, we shake hands. Actually, MSX is like a machine with software exchangeability. That was our original kind of thing, but Gates said MSX is Microsoft. And when MSX is in down, Gabe, stop saying it's not Microsoft. It's Sony Matsushita. Anyway. Japan, Korea, America, Holland, Philippines. Ice Pocket is 1 kilometer from here, so no, 1 hour from here. And Kuwait, we have Arabic version, and Brazil, Portuguese. In Japan, it was quite interesting that at that time, Sony and Matsushita had been fighting with this VHS of Xbox. It was very interesting, but what really happened was that Sony's president, Mr. Oga, now he is chairman emeritus, called the vice president of Matsushita, and they said like let's have this interesting experiment with this kid, which was me. I was 26 or something. Original architecture, which all of you know, and this is it. And so, as I was saying, that we had from graphics and audio functionality, we designed graphics chipset system, and we studied about what is the instruction set, how the instruction set looks like, and we kind of estimated in the long run future that we need to have a graphics instruction set for microprocessor. It's really tedious, so having a mask and a move and set bit, reset bit kind of thing with standard instruction set. Instead, we should have the advanced graphics instruction set, which now being very common with Intel's MMX kind of thing, but this is a very fast version of such instruction set. And then we feel like we should have sound, and we defined this sound instruction set, which really we didn't study a lot, but we went to Yamaha, and we have convinced Yamaha to create a subset of FM synthesizer for MSX. So this the video thing, 1938, and Yamaha's FM synthesizer for MSX, which is for MSX audio, has been designed. And this is the basic architecture of the chip, 1918. Actually, 1918 was a Texas Instruments chip. TI came to Franklin Center and because we didn't have time, so we used it for the original MSF. But that day, we have already 99 years in our mind. So this is the basic architecture. And actually, this is now becoming very old, but it has about 38 patents around this basic architecture. And we licensed to Yamaha, and we also licensed to Texas Instruments. However, we have discovered after launching MSX2 that audio and video was not enough. We felt that first day we had the MSX2, MSX2 Plus. This is such a nice computer. But everybody says this is not enough as they use the computer. And we have discovered what we need is this video, this audio. It's not just a photographic still picture, but a motion picture and digital audio, very high quality digital audio. The year 1983 was the year that compact disc was announced, Sony and Philips joint creation. Do you remember CD-ROM appearing on 1985? The reason that Microsoft was very early in launching CD-ROM is because 1983, I visited Eindhoven many, many times, and people at Philips keep saying, this compact disc is not just a music. the Philips people always wanted to have something data for the computer. So this was the very early start of Windows and compact disc to be digital media for distribution of software and text documents. Anyway, so what we felt is we felt we need to start working on digital video. So I went to NTT, which is one of the most advanced technology company in Japan, Nippon, Japan Telecom and Teleglass. And we came together with them. And then we went to Sony, we went to Matsushita, we went to JVC and proposed that we should work on compression video. 1.5 megabits per second, which is the speed of CD, and having full motion video. So then we went to ISO, International Standards Organization, proposed that we have to have that. And at that time was exactly the time JPEG was completed. Many people were saying, bunch of JPEG, which they call motion JPEG, is enough for movie. But we said, no, we have to have 1.5 megabits. Otherwise, it is not going to be consumer product. So, this has become the thing called MPEG. Very interestingly, and because me, if I say this very loudly, very highly, people will say, well, because MSX lost, you are saying that like, MPEG is your creature. Actually, the tradition and the success and history of MPEG comes from MSX. MSX is the father of MPEG. And also at that time, we also defined MPEG audio. And MPEG audio, I mean, you know already, this world popular MP3, I would say world notorious MP3, Sony hates copy left. Not copyright, copy left. Ignore copyright. That's MPEG, I mean, audio, MP3. Both comes from MSX. I'm very happy always, like, listening to this app. In this part. So, then we thought about what we should do, one chip, single chip version of MSX. So, Toshiba had a Z80 mask. So we went to Toshiba and asked Toshiba to put everything together on the Z80, right next to the Z80. So, because we felt that Nintendo family computer was very close, 1900 yen is like 200 yuda. MSX is very, very expensive. So, we tried, but we can only integrate. We could only integrate the CPU and I/O and sound. We couldn't integrate video, the video RAM. It's very sad. that was the best of the technology at that point. So, and also, Toshiba single chip never become down. And I was very angry, and I was ending up to fight with it, Toshiba. Me, I said, you bastards, your expensive chip company hates you. Well, that was too much. So she was very angry. So she was stopped making the video thing. One chip. It was my mistake. We should have been collaborating with Toshiba. And there is a saying in Japan, try three times. If you cannot do one time, try second, try third. And that has been true in the case of MS-DOS. MS-DOS 1.0, piece of junk. This always crash. MS-DOS 2.0, total. MS-DOS 3.0, good. Windows 1.0, where was that? Windows 2.0, crashes every day. Windows 3.0, fast becomes the real product. So anything you do engineering-wise, you have to do it three times. This is very important. Actually, I think we should also yeah, we need airflow. By the way, if you shut down the thing and shut out the lights and the oxygen level can get it off and carbon dioxide will be very high, all of you are going to sleep. This is a perfect way to keep audience asleep in a very important presentation, like my PhD presentation. I did a presentation in dark room, very warm thing. Lot of professor always asleep. So I didn't communicate with Toshiba about the flight. And also we didn't second round and third round. Engineering wise, you have to always try three times. It's very important. And we tried strong video, super integration, software compatibility, but in essence, MSX didn't go very, very popular. Didn't go popular as television, didn't go popular as telephone. And we are very disappointed. The Philips was very unhappy, Sony Matsushita was very unhappy. But actually, we are happy in the sense that this is one of the most successful computers. But if we establish one level of success, people always want more. And Sony and Philips all saying like, why you're not that popular with telephone? And why you're not that popular with television? And I thought about thinking about why, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is it going to be the cost of the computer? So we had once the marketing survey selling MSX very low. Actually, my grandmother was alive at that time. I brought my computer to the hospital, saying to my grandmother, are you interested in using the computer I designed? And my grandmother said, well, what can I do with your computer? And I said, you can write a letter. And she said, oh, I have a ball pen. I don't need a computer. Then I said to my grandmother, oh, you can count the portfolio of stock, like what is going to be the stock today based on the price and the number of share you have. She said, I have calculator. I don't need it. Then she said, actually, you can play a game. Then she said, I have television. That's fun. That computer. Then I said to her, you can send me an email. I was a very early email user. UUCP, Unix based. Then she said, oh, I can use telephone. So what she mentioned is calculator, ballpoint pen, telephone, and television. And I felt I can't beat these consumer products. I was very disappointed on that evening. But that evening was the evening I came up with this hypothesis that what is really needed to make a computer every home. And this was back in 1985, 86. And I felt like, what is popular? Television, telephone, and what is in common? Telephone and television and even automobile. Very popular because telephone having telephone network. Television having television network. Automobile having a highway road. If there's no highway road, automotive car is the very expensive karaoke box. Right? So, what we felt is computer needs a network. This was long, long before internet. If computer comes with mean network, this is going to be every household product. This very kind of dynamic, challenging hypothesis we wanted to really prove. And thanks to this, I am one of the very early people who got involved in commercialization for internet as well. Very interestingly, there is a thing called success revenge. In the case of Microsoft, Microsoft made a lot of money. Therefore, they have been overstressing themselves. And their entry to internet was delayed a lot. Many successful engineers in computer never become successful engineers in the internet. In switching the paradigm and denying that the past success and switching the paradigm is very challenging. You can be an expert in computer, you cannot be, it's very hard to be expert in internet. But by having this estimate, almost like 5 years before internet really becoming popular, that was one of the blessings in disguise. That we started talking about network and computer. And we did a lot of experiments putting MSS and computer communications together. We have this graphic thing, we have this video phone, low speed video compression. This is something farther beyond the MSS. Everybody was saying what is going to be the future of the video compression? Many people were saying vector quantization was the way to go. But the great movement of international standardization will be based on discrete cosine transformation. So we have this big debate. And we also made an effort of connecting MSX to the broadcast media like the teletext or software download, and packet transmission like hard disk latency stuff, and connecting cable modem to computers and broadcasting the software. This also we have done. And also we tried the packet media. As I was mentioning, compact disk and MSX. We had a big debate about launching MSX 3 1990 with 90 with CD-ROM, so that it can be Nintendo's Super MSX. No. PlayStation 1 looks like machine. We had many discussions, but we decided not to because we felt the biggest competition is the of such a MSX machine would be the video DVD. At that time, we had no name for DVD, but digital video on optical disc was supposed to be very good. So, anyway, these are the background about how MSX was started. So, MSX was home computer. It had to be sold at low price. And we tried a lot, but for some technology we didn't have at that time, some technology we had, but, so we're not really successful for this last 10 years, and I was told 5 years ago this bear was very big, and I feel sorry about that. The things change, technology change, but I can safely say I have lots of friends, lots of young people who say to me that without MSX I'll never be in the business of computer. So I think our involvement in MSX greatly contributed to the multimedia of today's PC. But we're not in the living the nostalgia of past. I asked this question 2 years ago. Don't we need another and I said, well, today's computer, you have to wait 2 minutes and 30 seconds to boot Windows. If your telephone is running on internet telephone running on your PC, if being called in, you hit the power key, 2.5 minutes. You wait. And your call is gone. If you start watching television on your Windows PC, you start 1 o'clock, boom, the prime portion of the news is gone. You turn on the television on computer and you miss everything. If Windows is being used for the auto navigation system, you're just tracking the clock. You activate, oh, you are gone. You miss the exchange. So you have to go to the next city. So, I mean, it's long, hard to use. Anyway. My non-disclosure with Microsoft expired. So I can be very freely talking about anything. Anyway, I feel that we need a computer that is easy to use, and computer almost for everywhere. So we have today proposing two projects to all of you for your consideration. We haven't really frozen everything yet. There is a lot of room for improvement, and so if you have opinion, please feel to give me any of the response. But first project is, there is of course a lot of software. We feel like several thousand software upon MSS, and we decided to have official most complete MSS emulator together with Microsoft Basic bundle, and we would like to launch that for free over the net. So it will run on Windows, it will run on Macintosh, and it will run on Linux, and it will run on other OS. The way we made it happen is MSS Player is written in TAO, the wiki code. And TAO is Intel OS, the British OS, will be easily ported to many, many different OS. For example, here is a brochure of TAO in Japanese. You can go to TAO's homepage for more information. They have x86, ARM, PowerPC, NEC, V60, HTC, 30SH, Motorola M4, Motorola Coldfire, MIPS, and these CPU implementations today already available. So MSS emulator can be up and running on many, many different environments. For example, Sharp PDA is running MSX software, and so we feel that's very important, and all these ARM-based telephone, we're just having a little bit of the addition of software around games. We feel game is important, and the game is very important vehicle to reactivate the people's interest. So as soon as people start paying attention to this revival of MSX Player, there is going to be a lot of inspiration, a lot of reactivation of the intent to write the software on MSX that we are very much expecting. Today, a lot of software probably be free software. Some of the companies not existing anymore. But you will see the demonstration right over there. So different hardware, but the Intent OS, and on top of the Intent OS, MSX Player. And on the MSX Player, I see three emulator and to run MSX application software. And here, I also would like to draw your attention is behind these. We are trying to design the future platform of MSX, which we don't know. We are going to call it MSX or not. But, so we will distribute MSX Player on the web. So assuming you have browser, you come to our web, and actually. The name of the project, which I still have some legal issues to be cleared, called MSX.net. I know Microsoft is not happy with this name. You click MSX and download the player, and you click the software. Actually, clicking the software is going to automatically create like a downloading of the player. The player is already existing. You just going to download the software. The reason why of this player is we will be having a system called MSX Server. And MSX Server is, of course, the software inventory and also information inventory system. A lot of all the publication is digitized, JPEG image, and download, delete, and read, that kind of thing. This is very important to bridge until many people start publishing MSX, reactivating MSX. I am very impressed to see today's exhibition a lot of textbooks, beautiful books, easy to understand books. And I have always having headache in reading Microsoft textbooks. So hard to understand any of crazy four letter or five letter weird word like SMS or SPC, what is this crazy word. So this MSX server is delivering for a lot of information. We are creating the solution that is totally up and running on internet, and also we haven't really finalized yet the scheme, but we will be creating a scheme for being an electronic payment system on MSX.net for many users, so that the publisher can sell the software, publisher can sell the information, and you can be publisher. If you buy this credit, prepaid card system, and say you are buying the information, you can also be a recipient of the fee. If you register your good software and say, for say, I would like to skip all the in-between people. Publishers, of course, publishers with good ad value, they should really make money. But because of the internet, today everything has changed. Producer goes direct to end user. No people in between. This is the model of the future. So we want to, on MSX.net, we want to make that happen. Like today, many people coming here to try to sell the one floppy disk, try to sell the old stuff, and try to sell 10 books they have. I mean, this can be easily realized on the internet. That's my vision. So, MSX Server and third-party software developer user pays a download and book and magazine publishers and user supplying software information. This open market. Then we still have an issue like how we are going to make money to continue to develop MSX. But once I know everybody is happy, there must be a way for continuous money flow to developers like us. And MSX Player, MSX Server, as I said, is a philosophy concept for MSX.NET. But here is a second proposal. I'm very happy to announce today. This is the very first time in the world delivering this message. Single chip, new MSX. We don't have name yet. So we just say single chip, single chip, single chip. Let's go. We selected ARM to be the CPU. And we selected Linux to be our guest OS. And we selected Intel to be our host OS. So on top of Intel, Linux is running. The reason why we choose Linux is there are a lot of Linux-based development systems. The PlayStation 2 also uses Linux. So you see, a lot of software development platform is going to be based on Linux. So we feel we need Linux. But the basic platform is Intel, and the high-performance new MSX engine on the single chip, and also runs all the old libraries on the emulator. And perfect sound reproduction. We were fitting all the sound chipsets together, and emulator was running on the ARM. And there is going to be software programmable radio packet interface. So it will probably have a lot of standard configuration of the communication. But we would like to go with a very short packet, very short range wireless packet. My idea is I would like to put this MSX chip in my shoes, saying, you walk 10,000 steps today, football. I want to put this MSX into the toilet. You drank too much last night. Don't drink tonight. I want to put the clock into the clock in my house, saying your television clock is slow, or your VCR is still flashing 00.00. This don't you think this flashing digital clock on the VCR is a symbol of, actually two things, a symbol of technology hatred, or a symbol of resistance towards to a human interface. Anyway, so first I'm going to say things maybe, so let's try this. ARM core, this is going to be all single chip. ARM core and flash memory and wired LAN and video. The company who is designing the video for this is a company called Imagination Technology in London. The company who has done Dreamcast video system. And we will be collaborating with them, but we will be adding a lot of enhancements so that the video is having not just a 2D, but a strong 3D capacity. And WireSLAN is a DSP-based programmable software radio. And FPGA is this very strong Xilinx-based. It's not really decided about Xilinx or not, but you freely see there the demonstration of the FPGA-based emulation. Then the video, ARM9, of course, is the best ARM flash. So this singular chip can be mounted on the printed circuit board having four USB. We don't want to say this is a game machine, but still having four USB. SD card and compact flash, this single chip, and it's expansion memory slot. For if you're going to use this for the real serious computer, like 256 megabytes of memory, fine, you can use it. And the wireless antenna and audio and video. But we try to make this to be very, very low power so that this can be used everywhere. We had a chance to talk to the people at the United Nations, and I proposed to the United Nations that please come up with this scheme called foster parents, foster PC parents. That is, that you give money to UN, $100, and that money, UN is going to buy MSF. And give MSF to the kids in Africa or India or China. And you will be receiving email when they start using the computer. Hi, my foster parents, thank you very much for your computer. Best regards, comma, Africa. We want to make this gift, and also this printed circuit board is printed on a piece of paper. Very low cost, and it can be manufactured anywhere. Okay. And the most important thing is the timetable. This summer, we will be distributing MSF player for PC. And in two months later, MSF server goes online. And we will be working very hard to bring up MSF Simulator on other platforms like Macintosh, Linux, and some of the cell phones, PDAs, anything connectable to internet. We will be positively supporting any device that has internet connectivity. Internet connectivity is it. And we will be expecting a year from now. Tape out means, you know, that finishing the chip design. So a year from now, single chip is taping out. And third quarter, which is 6 months after tape out, we will probably make twice mistakes. Every time we make
mistakes.
Only twice? Yeah, no problem. Twice. On the second round, we'll make it. Third time, we'll one guy, the company who makes anything which costs more than $10, having electronics is going to have this something like that. And please think, all of these electronic equipment talking to each other. For example, it's not even electronic equipment, like, have you said a tire? Tire having this chip and sensor, and it's tire and bus, saying like, telling to the driver, keep saying like, oh, the tire is wrong. Or, tie. I mean, this tie is, blue. And this suit is a falling color. But if I have red suit or yellow tie, then it is going to tell you, oops, your combination today is crazy. Are you all right? I said, yes. Something like that. Any device. I mean, please think about the daily life where lots of objects becoming intelligent. This has been my dream for years. And by having small tiny chip integrated into one, probably going to make it possible. And we have thought about who is going to be our competitor. And my policy for this round is we don't feel anyone is going to be competitor. Everyone is going to be collaborator. So we promise we will be making all the information open and widely accessible. And also, this FPGA-based architecture, you can program to create another platform. This may be offer, I mean, someone probably will offer PlayStation 1 emulator on this chip. People probably offering Game Boy emulator. Fine, we welcome that. We welcome everything anyway. Well, so this is it, and I have plenty of time, and I welcome your questions.